We also talked about tonight's speech with members of the Pennsylvania delegation. We've seen them every day at their hotel on the beach or at the convention. This morning, they had a poolside breakfast courtesy of Pennsylvania Power and Light. I asked Elsie Hillman, who is a member of the Republican National Committee from Pittsburgh, what she wants to hear from Bob Dole.
It's very important for him, as has been said so often. Nobody has to define himself and his vision, but as much the vision, it's being really saying things that can be done, not pie in the sky. And I think that he will address the things that really can be changed.
Do you have some special projects or pet thoughts or things you think are particularly important that ought to be included?
Well, I think we're all talking about, you know, the taxes. I think that he's committed to that, and I think there's been a strong, you know, emphasis on education and safety, crime, and I think those things will be right threads that will be kept going right through to the very end.
The delegate from Annville is Jim Broussard, who teaches at Lebanon Valley College.
I think I'd put in two things. Number one, that we have a nice-looking surface prosperity right now in America, but we need to jumpstart the economy to help bring some jobs to folks lower down on the ladder, and that the tax cut is a proven way to do that. And secondly, that America needs a president whose word they can believe in.
One of the most prominent anti-abortion activists in the Pennsylvania delegation is Sandra Usher. She's from Oakmont, which is near Pittsburgh.
Clinton is the issue. Getting Republicans into the White House, getting a Republican Congress, ending the gridlock of big government and getting power back to the people is our issue.
Another teacher is Mary Rose Smith from Scranton. She says, emphasize the tax cut.
Everybody's going to benefit from that tax cut. It's going to put more money into your hands, into my hands, to use with our family, for our family, and even for the economy. We're going to be able to spend more and to buy more. It's going to be really helpful.
Another activist for abortion rights is Suzanne Wien of Pittsburgh. Tolerance is important to her.
Continue to reach out to the people that represent different viewpoints in the party and try to be inclusive of their vision for America as well.
Suzanne, mean that to you, that means, among other things, that abortion rights, doesn't it?
That means that women have the right to choose and make decisions about their own body, yes.
Do you expect that to happen tonight?
I don't expect him to address that issue specifically, no.
Denise Mendoza of Philadelphia wants the inclusive language of the convention so far, backed up by leadership from the candidate.
Something about women, inclusion, his commitment to breaking down the glass ceiling in corporate industry, and law and justice, and the media. Full involvement of women in the economic areas across the board. I would also like to see him speak of diversity and make the commitment he made when in 1986 he was endorsed by Coretta Scott King for his re-election to the United States Senate. Those are things that are important to me. A nation divided, going all the way back to Lincoln, will not stand. If we don't have more women elected officials, more participation of women in decision-making capacities in our party, then we're doomed. We might as well just turn around and give Bill Clinton the election, have a coronation.
A clergyman from Indiana, Pennsylvania, told us he would like to hear that defense spending will be reevaluated, but he doesn't expect that. Alan Campbell says he, too, is interested in expanding the Republican Party.
I think we have too many people left out of the American dream. And certain aspects of the Republican Party think you can just continue on that way. Those that are well off should stay well off, and the heck with everybody else. If a Republican wants to lead into the 21st century, they're going to have to bring other people with them. He's going to have to offer hope to people with Jack Kemp, and I think who really believes this, in the cities. And I don't mean it's all government programs, you know, give away things, but it's making opportunity, opening doors and windows for those people to find a place in our society where their life will be happy and useful.
The senior senator from Pennsylvania was also at breakfast today. Senator Arlen Specter is no stranger to presidential campaigns or to making speeches.
The future of America depends upon economic growth and expansion. That makes us strong at home to undercut poverty, which creates crime. It's a prescription for future generations that their lives will be better than the lives of their parents, in line with the traditional American improving theme, which some doubt for the future. It makes us strong to defend ourselves and be a superpower worldwide. And that economic expansion depends on a fundamental change in our tax code.
I'd be willing to bet that that will be in the speech. Is there anything that you'd kind of like to hear but don't much think you will?
I'd like to see Bob Dole say that it's been a wonderful experience moving from Russell to Washington to San Diego, and he feels like he's swimming in a pool of perfume and he's enjoying it, and he's going to swim all over America right to the White House.
Thank you very much, Senator. We appreciate that.
Our thanks to Senator Specter and to the Republican delegates from Pennsylvania for their help all this week.